another day. And that's it. That's just another day.
Just another day.
Keeps going.
Well, at least it's Friday.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
It's my Friday off, and I did like 3 hours of work already, so.
Just disc.
I can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
There's shit that's got to get done, and if I don't do it, then I get further behind. So.
This is true. This is true. You know what dropped today?
No.
The Dungeon Crawler Carl webtoon. The comic book.
Webtoon?
Yep. Oh. It's like a comic, but it also has music. And is apparently really annoying.
It's really annoying.
The music-wise. That's from one of our other friends said, turn the music off. So I'm not sure how it goes. I don't really want to sign up for another service, and I'm reading the book, so I don't really care about an animated thing until it becomes a TV show or whatever. So I don't understand why he's making the comic. I don't know. But apparently there's also a lot of other stuff, like apparently the artist made him a captain in the Coast Guard.
Okay.
He's got 4 bands on his sleeve. And, yeah, so in one of the pictures, he's got a captain. And they're, the guy who says, I'm assuming this is the actual artist, not sure, because it hit on Reddit, in the Dungeon Crawler Carl subreddit, under his name, it says, the one who writes the webtoon. He says, this is my thinking, and the Coast Guard plaque was actually bought by Carl's friends who presented it to him for one of his birthdays in a very over-the-top gesture and demanded to be mounted under his picture right then and there. This was because they overheard her saying he was in the Navy, or because they knew she had photoshopped it and thought it would be funny to draw attention to it. The world will never know. He just fucked up, probably.
Yeah.
And gave him... Because he was just an ensign, or what are they called in the Coast Guard?
I think he's a bosun or something. Or,
bosun?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but the subreddit is...
He was definitely not an officer.
Yeah. Popping off and whatever other things are going on in this subreddit. But yeah, they dropped today. They dropped the first three... No, I think they got more than three. I think the first 3 or 7. I know that's a wild... variable, but those are free, and then I don't know how many they're supposed to have. I'm not really following this one closely, because like I said, it's a comic or whatever, and I'm like not meh, especially if it's the same story, or if it's a different story, that'll actually piss me off a little bit more if they've changed things.
Yeah,
just because then there's two different things. It's kind of like the Serenity bullshit where he made the comic book to bridge the TV show to the movie. And but it wasn't wildly known or publicized. So it was like,
yeah,
everybody else seeing it for the first time was like, what the fuck? And they're like, oh, there was a comic.
So there's there's a couple of shows and things that do that too.
I don't like it. Yeah.
Smallville had a season 11 that was a comic series.
I just don't. If it's one thing, keep it that one thing.
Yeah.
Like, don't try to mix medias. It's just annoying.
Yeah, but I don't know. Sometimes they do that to say, like, oh, hey, here's the ideas that we were playing with that got canceled before we could do it.
I mean, I guess in that aspect, but that's not what the Firefly did. They just...
No.
They just made it to bridge the gap.
Yeah.
And I guess it's like, oh, because it was canceled, we can't shoot those, so here's what we were thinking when we went into it. But even still, like, the movie dynamic between Simon and the...
Everybody else.
Everybody was just, like, on edge and nervy and not happy-go-lucky like they were in the TV show.
Oh, well, I didn't... we've probably gone over this before. I saw the movie before I saw the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched the TV show before I watched the movie. In the movie, I was just like... I liked the premise where the spoiler, if you haven't seen it. The whole Ravagers? Was it Ravagers?
Yes.
No. Was it Ravagers?
Yes.
The whole, like, why some they went crazy and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. But just the character development for Simon was a little... I didn't care for
seemed that to, take. It went backwards.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Something. But now they've got a webtoon for Dungeon Crawler Carl. I don't really know why. Don't know the reasoning behind it. And I mean, it is what it is. But... And I assume it's just an animated version of the book.
Right. We could assume.
Yeah.
Or hope.
So, but there you go. I don't know how many it's going to be or how long it is. Because I think from what Tony said, because we were checking it out, talking about it earlier, the first episode or comic ends in her transformation, I think.
Okay.
Unless they're just trying to bring over the manga people to like this.
Maybe. That could be.
Maybe. Because it's very... It is very manga-esque drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. Instead of doing a live action.
I would prefer it to be an animated thing. And maybe that's what they're trying out. Because even though there's a TV show, I don't think they've... said that it's live action,
right?
Or did they?
No, I don't think so.
So maybe this is the testing to see how well this is received, and then just make it anime.
Just go from there, yeah.
Because I don't think you can do it live action because the CGI on that would be astronomical,
atrocious.
Because you can't make a practical steam rolling spiked goblin, whatever they called it.
Yeah, and like every NPC is gonna be CGI.
Everything.
And most of your main characters.
Yeah, because you can't have, her name, the other woman in their party.
Katya.
Yeah.
I
mean, when she shapeshifts.
Right, and then Mordecai, after every floor.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, you can't. So, that's the only way. So, maybe that's why they made the webtoon, is to kind of see how it goes, and then from there make it an actual animated series, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I got my computer fixed. It was booting in DOS for a little bit. Turns out it's dust.
There was just too much dust.
Really
in it.
Dusty.
Wow.
And it was overheating or about to overheat. So after I cleaned it, it kind of started working, so that's good. Other news is I think I inadvertently lied to you. I think Jessica found out that, because I said the Sandman only had 6 episodes.
Mm.
They must have been putting it out in sections, so they're going to do another 6, I think, later or something like that. So they just released it 6 at a time.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember when the second one is.
Okay. I probably should hurry up and watch it before August because I've canceled my Netflix or paused my Netflix for a while again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Of Sandman.
Yeah, we're like two or three. Yeah, Peacock, Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Were the two. So I only did 2. Were 2 that I paused.
Nice.
I was going to pause Hulu, and I may pause Hulu until the end of August because I probably won't watch it until football season starts back up. And then I'll increase it to be like live TV so I can watch Auburn, and then right after the end of...
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. So like, right up to like December. So it'll go from September to December, and then I'll either put it back to like $7.99 or pause it for 3 months at a time.
Yeah, I think we have the commercial version of it, so I don't know how much that is. Sandman Volume 2 premieres July 24th.
Mm.
And it includes episodes 7 to 11.
Mm.
So that's what they're doing. So it's not just 6. Even though it could have ended at 6, but it was just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Like, none of the story arc made any fucking sense. It just didn't. Like, he went on a quest to find somebody. they found somebody, that somebody left, and then he just went back home.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to watch Nautilus.
What is Nautilus?
It's like a prequel to 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Okay. Oh, it has more than one season, apparently.
Does it? I thought it only had one season.
Nautilus TV show. Or maybe they're asking if there's going to be a season two.
There might be a season two. I think there's only one right now.
Maybe. Because when I did the search bar and it said season two. I don't know why. Nautilus.
Nautilus.
It says Nautilus season two in a search bar. Let's find out. There is no official confirmation of Nautilus season two.
Yeah.
Okay, so people are just asking about it.
Yeah.
And it's a prequel to...
It's something. I mean, the book? Right now, I only have access to the first episode.
Oh. What services is it on?
MGM?
That's not a streaming service.
Yeah, it is.
That's a streaming service?
Yeah, it is.
I think you're lying.
No, I wouldn't lie about that.
MGM instant access to movies, TVs. Okay, didn't know it was.
Maybe AMC, but yeah, MGM's another one. Everybody's got their own streaming services now, man.
This is so dumb. They're bringing piracy back, is what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Piracy was at an all-time low when Netflix started because it was like, oh, very cheap, and you can get all the movies and see them and watch them and do all that stuff, and then. Everybody just started going up.
It just says it's a reimagined 20,000 Leagues
Under the Sea. Oh, okay. That's good. Which means they probably changed the story somehow and made love interest. Though I've never actually read the book.
I think I started it once.
I've seen, like, the other movies that are reimaginings of it, I guess. But I've never seen it. I mean, technically, wasn't that the horror film a reimagining of it? The Event Horizon?
Mm-hmm.
Where they were lost? I don't know the plot of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, but...
It's a classic.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. What's the plot of you? Following professor, his servant, what's the name, and harpooner... who are captured by Captain Nemo and his futuristic submarine, the Nautilus. They journey across the world's oceans, experiencing underwater wonders and encountering various dangers, including a battle with a giant squid and visiting all the Lost Sea, and a visit to the Lost Sea of Atlantis. The novel explores themes of scientific discovery, human nature, and revenge. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's just an adventure where, like, oh, come with me, the eccentric rich white guy.
Oh, that's, wasn't he white? No, no.
Captain Nemo wasn't white?
No.
As I said, I've never read the book. I mean, he had a giant submarine that was, like, advanced, so I would assume he was because he stole it.
I mean, I don't think so.
They probably don't say what he is.
I mean, in this show, he's Indian.
In the show, yes, but in the book.
I'm pretty sure they describe him pretty well.
In the book?
Yeah.
An old white guy with a beard.
Was that what this is?
No, I don't know. Let's see. Book's description. Let's look. Book's description.
I mean, James Mason played him in the 1954 movie that I've seen. It was a Disney movie.
What was it?
That's the guy that played him. He was British.
He
was also in A Star Was Born.
He was what?
He was also in the movie A Star Was Born in 1954.
Not a breakdown of the ship. I need a breakdown of the description of him. Oh, that's why it's doing that. Of Captain Nemo. Oh, okay, never mind. Though an unknown nationality. Though of unknown nationality in the first book, he is described as the son of an Indian Raja. My apologies.
Which probably makes sense why in
the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, he was also Indian.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't really describe him in the first book. Apparently, yeah. There is a second book. I didn't know there's a second book.
That doesn't surprise me that there's a second book.
So, yeah, there you go. That is what it says. Mysterious. It just, in the first one, I think it just says that he's a mysterious
strange
person. Nemo. Anyway, there you go.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Yeah. What yeah, else? I'll watch the first. I'll finish the first episode probably today, and then see
of
and,
what
of that of Nautilus, and then just be like, okay, I guess that's all I can watch.
Oh,
fair enough.
A little bit.
I'm that way too. I'm real tired.
Mm. I gotta try to finish building a box, pretty much. I hate measurements and cutting things, and then having to recut them. Especially when I don't have a table saw to keep it straight. Because I have one of those guide track thingies, and I've had a bad experience with them. So I'm just very, like, I don't...
What are you building the box for?
It's for a mug club. So I'm building, like, cubbies. So I'm it's over 8... Like, the cut that I made is over 8 inches. So I want to get it to 8 inches. So I got to cut that much off. But now I got to figure out how to cut that much off in a straight line.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's annoying me. Yep. It's annoying. I am not a fan of it.
My parents are back in Hawaii.
Back in Hawaii?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I mean, I guess they're just enjoying Dad's their work. Money. Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
So it was work.
Yeah.
So they paid for it.
They paid for him and the hotel. They had to pay for... or
just for her.
My parents paid for my mom. And my mom's only going to be gone for like two weeks and then come back, I think.
How long is he out there for?
6 weeks.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, there's worse places to be stuck at, I guess.
Yeah. This morning she took a picture of a seal.
Aw, that's cool.
Yeah. And then I think I saw that same seal on the hotel cameras.
Probably.
Yeah. That's a picture of my mom waving to the hotel camera. We coordinated it.
Oh, okay. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so I've been...
So they have a live feed for anybody to access?
Kind of, but it's you can't control it, for starters. And
yeah.
It's, like, super wide. That and it goes through, like, six different shots.
Okay.
So, like,
here's... So what's the name of it?
There's another one.
I mean, we can bleep out... I mean, it doesn't matter. It's a live stream thing.
Yeah, Hilton Hawaiian Village in Waikiki.
Hilton Hawaiian Village... Waitiki Beach Resort.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Now let's see where you go to look at the...
Click on... So if you're on the website for the thing, click on Resort. No, go to a different... Not this page.
Not this page?
No. This is riveting, guys. Oh, man, you are getting killed.
Okay.
Scroll down to the main Hilton page.
That one? This one?
Yeah.
Okay. Or that one.
That'll work. The first one will work. So then click on Resort.
Resort.
Webcam.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if it's anything good. Okay, yeah. All right, so that's...
Ah, there you go. This is the Hilton. It's just an overview of the city and the beach.
Yeah, so those are other... I think that's like the Sheraton or whatever, and that's one of the other towers. So this Hilton has like a crap ton of towers.
Yeah. What time is it?
It is...
It's one for us.
Ten.
Does it say?
Ten is five. So 6, 7, 8, 8 o'clock, 8 a.m.
8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh.
It says two.
No, I don't think it did.
So there's a... Oh. There. Yep, 8:08.
Oh, look at that. 79 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'd be warmer than that.
No. It's...
That's kind of chilly.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly.
It's humid, and it's paradise. I thought it was raining there earlier today.
Could have been.
But it was
not.
It
rains.
It wasn't.
Oh. let's see, 8.5 million views. I don't know if that's how many people are watching it right now.
Or probably not.
Just in general. Just
in general.
24-hour stream. Can I look at other... Oh, you can scroll back through the times.
Yes, but it will only go back to those cameras.
Yeah.
So you still won't be able to select the camera. It'll just scroll through its randomness.
Uh-huh. Live.
But yeah, when my I kind of know what time my mom starts walking, so like I'll go up and pull up that camera and just sit there and watch, and then like every once in a while I'll see something and I was like, "Oh, I wonder if that was." And then I bleep bloop, I was like, "That's absolutely my mom. She just took a photo and walked back to the path." And then that one that I showed you, that which is of the close up of like going into the hotel area with like the pools.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, "Oh, I'm going back to the hotel," and it like just switched cameras. And then I was looking and I looked and I was like, "That's my mom's walk."
Yeah.
I was like, "That's absolutely my mom."
Nice.
And then she like stopped and texted me, and I was like, And then I sent all those photos. I went back because I knew it was her. So in order to grab them, though, I went back and then did a snippet on my work computer and like circled her and sent it out to everybody. And then my mom was like, "That was so cool. We should do it again tomorrow." And I was like, "Okay." And then she's like, "I'm at the Blue Dock." And I'm like, "It just switched to the Blue Dock." And I'm like, "You're right there." And I pointed to her. She's like, "Yep, that was me." And then she's like, "Oh, I'm going to wave." And so I grabbed that one live.
Nice. How long do they stay on a certain camera?
It's random. It also goes in like shows. It's got two pictures of the ocean as well.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you know there's only six cameras then?
I don't think it's six.
Oh.
I think it's the same camera that moves.
Oh. Maybe. Just in designated spots.
Yeah, so it's got... Which one is it looking at right now?
It's still the same one. The city.
Okay.
The cityscape.
So, it has that frame, and then it also has a zoomed in that frame where it zooms in closer to that. Then it kicks out to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And has two frames of the ocean. And then it goes to what I call the Blue Dock.
Yeah.
And then it has a zoomed out of the Blue Dock and a zoomed in on the Blue Dock. And then it has the frame that shows, like, the kind of where everybody comes back into the hotel area from the beach. So, what was that, seven maybe? Seven frames?
It's not a bad quality either. I mean, it's not like it's pixelated.
No.
I mean, you can kind of, you can't make out people, they're ants.
Yeah,
but there you can see people actually walking and moving.
Yes, there was and like I said, we saw. She sent me a picture of a seal, and I was like looking at it, and then like I saw like something like black just kind of like come in there, and I was like, "Huh."
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was just a person. I was like, "It's a little early for somebody to swim." And then I kept looking at it. I was like, "That is too big and dark to be a person."
Yeah.
And then it just like kind of sat in places, and I was like, "That's the seal," and I was like, "Where did you take this?" And she's like, "Kind of close to the Blue Dock," and I was like, "Okay, there might be a seal at the Blue Dock," and she's like, "Well, he was heading towards it," and I was like, "Okay."
Yeah. I'm waiting. I at least want to see it move once.
It takes. Sometimes it's like 2 minutes. Sometimes it's like 10.
We are at 3 minutes right now.
So it really all...
Oh, there's a bug on it.
And apparently there is a duck in the pool.
What are you seeing a pool?
My mom took a picture.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like... I'm still looking at a cityscape here. So yeah, game night was fun.
Yeah, it was. It's.
I still think we should have divided into two teams. That way it would be more interactive for everybody else.
Were you talking about when we were doing the bomb?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would have been, but what would the people who weren't controlling it been doing?
Watching you fuck up on the bomb?
Yeah.
And then you blow up or fix it, and then the other team takes it and does the same bomb, I guess. It'll do different modules.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think the bomb stuff was how we were doing it. Everybody was just like trading sections of the manual was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, My brother asked me if I was going to Dragon Con this year, and I said no.
Have you been back yet?
I went last year.
Okay. Couldn't remember if you did actually go or not, because you went with Tate.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah. He roomed with me.
Yeah. T going back again?
No idea.
Have you talked to him in a while?
No, I have not.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. At this point, it's just so big.
It's not the size that I have a problem with, I guess. I don't know. It's big, but it's not big enough to draw big things.
What do you mean?
It's never going to be the size of, like, Comic-Con or anything like that, but it doesn't
draw... They're, like, the same size, I think.
No.
Oh, we zoomed in.
Yeah. Just zoomed in.
We just zoomed in.
Yeah.
That was it. Okay, anyway, sorry.
It's just, it doesn't have the draw for the, not attendees, but panelists as, say, a bigger convention.
I mean, it still has pretty big name people going to it. I mean, I guess it doesn't have, like, Marvel-level people going to
it. Yeah.
Because it doesn't, they don't have, well, they had Momoa one time.
Yeah, but he was there for Stargate. And then guess what he's not doing now?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I still...
I would call it like a...
too crowded.
A B-tier convention.
Mm-hmm. They don't have enough room. Period. True. Like, the hotels in general...
Yeah, you'd think Atlanta would be able to do it better.
Yeah, because what? Comic-Con's actually at a convention center.
Yeah, convention hall.
Yeah. Which would be cool if Atlanta was able to get that, but there's no room for it. Because having it in, five hotels now.
Yeah.
And it's just too crowded.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I think the people that go now, granted I can't speak for them because I don't know, I don't know what they do. Like, I know they go to panels and stuff, but I don't think... Well, I don't know what they do. I was trying to think of things, but I was just... Because, what, a couple of years ago when they first started going back, they did day passes to some things. But I don't know. I don't know what I would do because it's a different vibe for me. Because I don't know if I would do Werewolf anymore.
I didn't even find it.
There's that. I don't even know if they do it anymore. If they do, where do they do it? And then there's, like, panels. Like, I just don't... I'd have to literally try to find some panels that I'd want to go to.
I mean, I went to the Dungeon Crawler Carl panel last year.
Yeah. I would have tried to get in that one. But
I almost
was pretty,
missed it.
You missed it? Or
almost
you almost
missed it.
So, but I mean, did
Star
you...
Trek.
Did everybody get in?
I was the last one to get in, and technically there wasn't a seat for me.
But there were more people behind you?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would have tried to go into that one, but I just don't go to... fan panels, like when we did it, when we went to the Stargate ones.
Yeah,
I don't
know. No, I'm going to the big panels, and technically that it wasn't a fan panel though, but it was
because it had him in it.
Yeah, it was a smaller ish panel room though.
Yeah,
I think they realized though, or hopefully they realized that
for next year, if he goes next year.
I didn't see him on the list. That maybe a bigger room.
Mm-hmm.
Might be.
And I just don't care to get in line
for it sucks.
Yeah. Like the ones that go out the door and you're like, at some point somebody's gotta be counting going, listen, you're not gonna get in.
Well, and that's the thing too, is like they have this thing about not letting people stand in line. It's like the panel let out. Or the panel's in everybody's in that panel. Why can't I stand in line? For the next one. Yeah, and they're like, no. It's like, why?
It is a dick move, but at the same point, it's a safety thing for, like...
Sure, but then they do things where they're like... Well, you can still egress. You're actually in a line, so it's easier to egress. What they do is they're like, oh, no, you can't stand in line there, but you can mill about in here, and then an hour before the panel, you start getting in line. So I'm like, okay, cool. So you're just having people... wander around or sit down
taking a break.
In a line that's not a line.
No, not even in the line area. Just in the middle of the freaking floor where people are trying to walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's stupid when you can have them in a line doing things. And they're like, oh, yeah, but maybe safety I get. But, again, they're in a line. It's easy to egress. Just turn around and go out. Because every line that's big like that goes outside.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and they wrap around the building.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know. I wish there was I know there is, but I don't know if they'd ever do it. Because you can have an app to where you get on the app, and then you can get into a virtual queue.
No, that'll never work.
I don't know. And then once the room reaches capacity, you just go up and show them, like, I got in the queue. I am this number or whatever, however it would work. And then if you didn't have the whatever, don't get in the room.
I mean, that would be...
That way you don't have to worry about standing in line for an hour.
Or an hour and a half.
Yeah. You can actually go do things, and when it's almost time for the panel, you literally walk up and they either scan it or you're just showing them. I guess scanning would probably be the easiest. Scanning, like, you get a code. The easiest,
but then when does it open?
I don't know. You could probably do it 30 minutes before, or...
Yeah, like, when can you check in? And then you know you're only going to get 15 minutes to get in.
Because
there's only, 15 minutes between panels.
But you're not... At that point, you can open up more doors to let people scan in and go in instead of literally a line of people waiting for them to do it. They can actually just open up two doors, have one door for everybody leaving, a door for two doors or whatever for people to get in.
Well, I mean, they're not letting people in while people are leaving anyway.
Yeah, because those people that you want to make sure the room is completely empty.
Yeah.
That nobody's sitting around waiting.
Yeah, unless they're handicapped.
Mm. That's okay. No, they usually go first, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, but if they say there's a handicapped person that wants to be in both panels, they'll normally let them stay.
Ah.
I'm pretty sure.
Gotcha. That would defeat the
whole purpose of having them get out of wherever they are, get onto the device they use to get into the room, and then leave, and then turn around and come back.
But usually there's not that many handicapped people.
Military type logic right there.
Yeah. There's not that many handicapped people that are trying to take advantage like that.
Yeah.
So.
Not like Disney.
Yeah.
Where I had two different people tell me, oh, yeah, no, you need somebody in your party that's, like, hurt and going around in one of those wheelchairs, and you just get right to the front of every line.
Jeez.
With all your groups. I'm like, that's no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
It's a little shady.
It's super shady. But it's the world we live in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like they could do something a little bit better, but I don't know
Probably.
How.
But yeah, again,
hotels aren't made for conventions like that. They're made for smaller conventions.
Those big rooms. Those are some big rooms.
They
Centennial ballrooms are made for balls.
Big events, but those people aren't waiting in lines. They're literally showing up.
Yeah.
The hour of.
Yeah, or coming from their hotel room down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, the one here is growing. I've never been to it.
I'd say this one's a C tier right now. I haven't gone to it yet either, but
I know. I think they had some more rooms this year. Like,
At least at a convention center.
True, a very small one. Compared,
it's a convention center.
But like this one, finally, because they've been having it, I think, just in the South Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And had almost everything all in the same room. But I think this past year, from what I heard, they actually had the North Hall as well as as well as the South Hall.
I mean, William Shatner is
coming. He needs the money.
Yeah.
He's been going. Like, he didn't go to Dragon Con for a long time. Like, I think when when he was going while we were going, it was like, oh, he's actually coming. Now he, like, goes every year.
Yeah.
It seems like he's there almost every year now. And I just, I'm sorry, I'm not going to pay $100-something for an autograph.
Well, Quark went or is going.
Yeah. Like, we paid, what, $10 for our picture?
With Ball? Yeah.
We should have got it for free since he wanted our picture.
Yeah. That's fine. He's got to get his money.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem.
But it was $10.
Yeah.
It was...
Cliff Simon, for those who don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace.
For his, like, what? We both paid for something. I thought. I don't remember.
Yeah, no. We both paid for a picture with him.
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, $100-something. I don't.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I probably would have paid $20 for Cliff Simon to take a photo with him.
That was fun.
It's my max. I'm not gonna go higher than $20.
No. I mean, yeah. I just don't know. I mean, I know that's how celebrities make their
money. That's how they make their money, at the panels, but still.
Yeah.
Or at cons.
And I get it, because that's the only way they're getting money if they're not in anything.
I don't think they're getting paid for panels.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, because this, what, most conventions are non-profit?
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if, because they got to reach out to their manager or something to book it. Mm-hmm. But there's got to be some other stipulations or something in their riders that's this.
I think that's one of the reasons why Atlanta is kind of B tier, is because I don't think they pay for panels. I think they do.
Because that's where some of the budget has to go, is getting the artists there. I mean, it might not be a lot, but I mean, I guess you'd have to, if it's not profit, everything has to be open to the public. I just don't know where to look.
Yeah. We're all over the place today.
Yeah. For artists not to perform. Well, I mean, I guess also to perform, but. Because those bands and stuff. Selling it, no.
So it says, no, Dragon Con generally does not pay guests to attend. Celebrities and other guests primarily make money through autographs and photographs at the convention. They may also sell merchandise at their table. While the guests may be provided with perks like hotel rooms and badges, they are not paid a fee to appear.
Okay. But it also, when you started, it said normally don't.
Yeah.
So there might be some...
There might be somebody that they do, but...
Like Shatner. Come on now.
Probably.
He's not going to go to it for free.
No.
He's going to want his money. Yeah. And I'm sure there's other artists that are also like, no. That's why they don't get a lot of, well, A-list actors.
Right. It's because they're going to other...
Quote, unquote, A-list.
Yeah, they're going to other conventions like Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you got to think, Dragon Con doesn't fall within the Oh, gosh, what is it called? There's something called... I mean, marketing or...
You'd think Atlanta might, because they do a lot of filming there.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, at the time period, that's not when they're going, like, they're sending out the actors to go on the...
Press tours?
Press tours, that's it.
No, press tours can be year-round, like, when... Or not year-round, but, I mean, you got movies coming out in, like, November, December. They could start having them doing press for that in September.
That might be a little early.
Yeah.
But that's why they go to Comic-Con and do all the Marvel panels there and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know where I don't know when Comic-Con is.
Hmm?
I don't know when Comic-Con is.
There's two. There's one on the East Coast and the West Coast, I think.
There's Comic-Con San Diego and Comic-Con New York. And then, obviously, a lot of your Marvel stuff are going to go to the Disney Comic-Con.
Of course.
Type stuff.
Let me just look up Comic-Con, because... Okay. San Diego is July 24th through 27th.
There's a lot of coming up, like next week.
Actually, LA Comic Con is September 26th through the 28th.
They have an LA as well, so they have San Diego and LA.
Yeah, that's where they're gonna go. They're not gonna come to Atlanta.
When is it?
September 26th
through 28th. See, I don't.
And that's closer to the December and the November time release.
Maybe.
Long Beach Comic Con.
Why don't we have an Atlanta Comic Con?
August 30th through the 31st. Rose City Comic Con, which is in Oregon, September 5th through the 7th. Some of these we don't know how big they are. Like, I'm just reading them as Comic Con. But is Comic-Con a trademark thing? I would assume so, but...
Yeah, probably.
Oh, Comic-Con International San Diego, which I don't know what the fuck that means.
Yes, you have Comic-Con, VidCon, WorldCon, Fan Expo, Anime Expo, Florida SuperCon, and the Consumer Electronics Show.
I don't know. I'm probably not going to... I mean, I don't know when.
Yeah.
I'm just probably never going to go back, honestly.
That's sad. I may go back, like, one more time.
Maybe. If I did, it'd probably be a day pass thing.
I'm not a kid anymore, though, is also the problem.
Yeah, and you don't have kids.
That's true. And I don't have kids.
Like, I could see taking them when they're older. Because I assume that's what Leslie and Tony are going to do.
Maybe.
Later in life.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do this year. I mean, he asked me if I was coming. I was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, okay, why not? And I was, well, when I, the first thing is when I went to go, I was going to go get a room. But
and that in itself is something that is not worth it.
Yeah, so I went to go, I was going to go register a room, but... I had to take my parents' cat to the vet while they were in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
To the emergency vet or whatever. So I didn't do that. And then they're not going to be in town still. My mom won't be back. Actually, they'll be coming back that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Thursday, Friday, they wouldn't be... Or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they wouldn't be home.
And your sister's not reliable?
I mean, she's reliable, but that's also her anniversary weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
No,
I thought it was a birthday.
Anniversary weekend.
I thought that fell on a birthday because that's why Tony and them, like, they was like you're going to this instead of being with us?
Yeah, our first year. The first year we were going to go, my sister had her wedding.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, so I don't know what they're going to do with their kids because normally they give them to my parents that weekend. And then on that that Saturday when my sister and them do their anniversary, they like have all of the inklings is what or what they call them, all the little ones and have like a cool party. But yeah, so I don't know what they're going to do cuz Saturday is not they'll be just coming back from Hawaii. So I don't know. Yeah, and then I saw Superman. It was all right.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I would give it anywhere between like a 7.5 and 8.2 somewhere in there.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't like settled on a hard score, but if to give a range, it would be there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was all right. Wasn't too bad.
Well, I don't know what I can I'll figure it out later. I was about to ask you what the plot was about.
It's basically the same plot as Man of Steel.
Okay.
Just, you know, with jokes instead.
Yeah, they said that this one was more upbeat and lighthearted.
Correct, but it's the same plot.
Okay.
Basically.
And then somebody said that, what was it, Thunderbolts was gritty and dark and all that stuff?
Yeah.
And they kind of swapped.
Yeah. Yeah, Thunderbolts was definitely darker and more grounded and gritty. And then, yeah, this one was more bright, which was, funny, because Man of Steel was like...
Well, he killed somebody.
Yeah, he did not do that.
He didn't kill anybody in this one?
No.
Superman didn't kill anybody?
Superman didn't kill.
I thought he was a rampant murderer. That, I mean, no. No?
He found a way.
Yeah, we found a way.
Well, I mean, he could have killed somebody, but it's highly doubtful. It depends on if you think he can survive a black hole or not.
Oh, Superman?
Yeah.
I think he could survive a black hole if his battery was topped off.
You mean Superman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, if he was, like, the closer he gets to the sun, the more power he retains.
Like, kind of like, so, right before Batman v Superman, before Clark got stabbed to death by Doomsday and grabbed the kryptonite spear or whatever, he was up there in the sun doing the Jesus pose.
Like, recharging his battery.
Yeah.
And, like, or at least that's how some people, cartoons or whatever, is like, the closer he is to a yellow sun.
Yeah,
the stronger he gets.
Yeah.
So if he's like, let's say he's on Pluto, he's gonna be strong,
but it's gonna be
diluted.
He's gonna be weaker. Well, and that's like the whole plot of, I think it was All-Star Superman. All-Star Superman, which is what they were gonna call this one, until they're like, oh shit, he dies at the end of that.
Yeah,
is Lex Luthor tricked him to get stupid close to the sun, and it like overcharged his cells to where they couldn't regenerate, and he had it like a death sentence, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's how Superman's internals work.
Well, in that comic, yeah.
Okay. So, but yes, that's what I think he could if he was at the max peak of his power.
Yeah.
Because he'd have enough juju to bust out of it or not get torn to shreds.
So no, I think I quote, we'll go ahead and spoiler, he's fighting Ultraman.
Okay.
And
don't know that one.
It's a, normally Ultraman is a alternate universe Superman.
Oh, okay.
From I think Earth 2 is what they call it. So he basically throws Ultraman towards a black hole, and then closes the portals and pathways for Ultraman to get back. And so he could be dead, but he may not be dead. And they think that maybe the theory is that if they want to, they can use that character to come back as Bizarro Superman.
Okay, that's not his origin.
No. But, okay. Well, I mean, it could be. What's Bizarro Superman's origin?
I don't know. Let's find out.
He's a clone of Superman.
Oh, he's just a clone?
Yeah. You can double check me, but he's a clone of Superman.
Supervillain or anti-hero appearing in American comic books published by DC Comics. The character was created by blah, 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 blah. In addition to appearing... Bizarro number 5, blah, blah, blah. Bizarro was reintroduced in the DC Universe, is a one-off appearance with characterization similar to his original Superboy appearance, Superman the Man of Steel number 5 in 86. He later is revived, blah, blah, blah. Bizarro Superboy, Bizarro number 1. Years afterward, Superman arch foe Lex Luthor recreates the duplicated ray and uses it on the hero, hoping to control the duplication that became known as Bizarro 1-1. The Bizarro that is created, however, is confused, stating, me not human, me not creature, me not even animal, me unhappy, me don't belong in the world of the living. So it's saying that he was created by Luthor?
As a clone?
Created
or a duplicate?
Recreates the duplicating ray. Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, so bizarre. Unless I'm not reading the right one, but because apparently there's a lot of them, actually.
Yeah.
Like there's Joker's Bizarro, Bizarro number 1, Dabney Donovan's Bizarro, Project Cadmus / S-01, Bizarro number 2. A second Bizarro, able to speak and think better due to genetics engineering by Luther, appearing in a 5-issue sub-story in the Clone Plague story arc titled Bizarro's World.
So, yeah, there is a Bizarro world that they kind of looked at in Superman and Lois.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, Superman and Lois, where it's like a square world.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And so the one of the bad guys from the first season was Bizarro Superman, basically, that they eventually turned into Doomsday.
Gotcha. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, man. It's pretty boring.
For the time being.
I'm exhausted and bored in life in general. So it's
I finally downloaded some games on the Xbox.
What?
Yeah.
Baldur's Gate 2? 3?
No. No, I'm not going to play it on a console.
Well, if you played it on a console, we could play together.
Yeah, but I don't like this. I like keyboard. I don't like those. I mean, I can download it. We can see what it's like. But I downloaded Doom, the latest Doom, Dark Ages.
What else did I download? Well, you sure? Jesus, I'm so sorry.
I would have to turn it on because I downloaded that and a couple of other games.
Hmm.
Some old games, too. Like Psychonauts.
Okay.
I loved that game. And some others. Can't remember if there was any other big main titles. Oh, which one was it? Because it took forever to download and install. It wasn't Dark Ages. What else has come out that we used to play on Xbox? You don't know?
It wasn't Halo. I don't remember.
No.
Or Call of Duty Zombies.
No, because that's... I don't think that's on Game Pass.
No.
Because they had it on... Oh, High on Life was one of them. It's where alien invades Earth. Or there's a battle going on, and aliens crash on Earth. And they're starting to attack Earth as well, or whatever. And the guns are living sentience.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know the whole story behind it, because I haven't played it. And it's actually been out for a very long time, so I haven't watched it in a long time. I didn't do any of the Gears. I eventually want to play the Gears.
I didn't play any of the Gears either.
Did you not play them when they came out?
Mm-mm.
I thought you did.
Tony did.
Oh. It must have been me and Tony then, because I played at least maybe the first two, and then I dropped out, mainly because they went to a bigger system and I didn't have it at the time or whatever. Yeah. Because they got like 5 or 6.
No idea.
Yeah, they got a lot. And the story got stupid, apparently.
Mm.
I don't think they knew what the story was going to be, and then they started keep going, making
them. Think they made Gears of War, and they're like, oh, no, people love this game. And then they're like, oh, we have to keep it going, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right, we can look at it and see. All right.
Yeah, man.
Anything else?
No, I'm golden.
All right. Goodbye.
Later.